Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review was edited by Maurice A. Robinson and William G. Pierpont. It's titled The New Testament in the Original Greek, Byzantine Text Form 2005, and this was published by Chilton in 2005. And it is 587 pages in length. This review first appeared in the Evangelical Forum newsletter, Volume 5, Number 2, in 2008, and can be found on pages 38 and 39. Here now is the review. This attractively printed and sturdy book presents the text of the Greek New Testament in the Byzantine manuscript tradition. Thus, it offers an alternative to current eclectic modern Greek texts. Robinson is senior professor of New Testament and Greek at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, and Pierpont, a layman who died in 2003. The title of the book, quote, deliberately parallels that of Westcott and Hort, The New Testament in the Original Greek, end quote, page Roman numeral 16. The book's attractive physical form and layout is impressive. The font of the Greek text is large and easy to read. Marginal notes provide significant variations in the Byzantine manuscripts. A lower apparatus identifies variations in the Byzantine text from the standard modern Greek text, the Nestle-Aland 27th edition and the United Bible Society 4th edition. One drawback to these notes, however, is the fact that the manuscripts from which the cited variations are drawn are not specifically identified. This book improves, however, on an earlier edition of the Byzantine text from Robinson and Pierpont in that it includes accents, breathings, capitalization, and punctuation. Also of practical help is an attached ribbon to mark one's place in the book. The compilers have also retained distinctive elements in the Greek canonical order. The order of the books is grouped as follows: Gospels, Acts, the General Epistles, the Pauline Epistles, and Revelation. Hebrews is also included among the Pauline Epistles, placed between 2 Thessalonians and 1 Timothy. The doxology, usually found at Romans 16, verses 25 through 27, is instead placed following Romans 14, 13, numbered as verses 24 to 26, with Romans concluding at Romans 16:24. The controversial Pericope Adulterae, John 7:53 through 8:11, is printed with two alternative texts, see page 213. Versification also varies from Textus Receptus in the omission of four verses not found in the Byzantine tradition, Luke 17:36, Acts 8:37, Acts 15:34, and Acts 24:7. The rationale for this book is presented in the preface. See pages Roman numeral 1 to Roman numeral 24. Here, the compilers announce their support of, quote, a theory favoring the priority and canonical autograph authenticity of the Byzantine text form, end quote, page Roman numeral 7. This theory, quote, presents as canonical the Greek New Testament text as it has been attested, preserved, and maintained by scribes throughout the centuries, end quote, page Roman numeral 7. The editors hold to a conservative view of Scripture, noting that the content of Scripture is truth without any mixture of error, see page Roman numeral 21. They also note their corollary belief that, quote, this revelation has been kept pure in all ages by the singular care and providence of God, end quote, page Roman numeral 21. They hold that the Byzantine text form is, quote, the strongest representative of the canonical autographs of the Greek New Testament text, end quote, page Roman numeral 23. As an appendix, the book ends with a previously published technical article by Robinson titled A Case for Byzantine Priority, see pages 533 to 586. In this article, he distinguishes the Byzantine text from the Textus Receptus, which he claims demonstrates, quote, a failure to reflect the Byzantine text form in an accurate manner, end quote, page 533. He is even more critical of the approach of modern eclecticism and its effort to find the original text of Scripture. Robinson is relentless in stressing that the modern eclectic text gives us a text which, over long portions of Scripture, offers no support with any actually existing manuscript, versional, or patristic witness. Page 537. Robinson presents eight principles of internal evidence. See pages 545 to 554. Among these is principle 8. Neither the shorter nor longer reading is to be preferred. Page 552. He rejects here the standard text-critical principle of lectio brevior potior, the preference for the shorter reading, as being based on the faulty premise that scribes have a constant tendency to expand the text. Yet scribal habits, as exemplified in the extant data, simply do not support such a hypothesis. See page 553. He proceeds to offer nine principles of external evidence. See pages 554 to 566. Noteworthy here, among other things, is his contention that, quote, it is a methodological error to assume oldest is best when it comes to evaluating texts, end quote, page 564. Robinson also anticipates several objections that might be raised against the Byzantine priority hypothesis on pages 567 to 580. One would hope that proponents of the modern critical text would read and respond to Robinson's arguments. The compilers note that this edition of the Byzantine text is, quote, the culmination of 27 years of intense collaboration from 1976 to 2003, end quote, page Roman numeral 23. They are to be thanked for their life's labor. In addition to texts like Zane Hodges and Arthur Farstead's The Greek New Testament According to the Majority Text, now in its second edition from Thomas Nelson in 1985, and the Textus Receptus as published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, this book will be a valuable help to any who desire to read and study an alternative ecclesiastical Greek text to the current modern editions based on the eclectic views of Westcott and Hort. Here ends the review. You can receive audiobook reviews and notes like this one by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net.